As we welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show, we do Lawyer Up with Lisa Lanier, our official attorney. As Lisa Lanier joins us, hello, Lisa, how you doing?
I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
Good. Good to have you on, as always. Fascinating case from Orlando, from Disney World. And you and I have both, we know this area, Disney Springs.
Yeah, I made an error yesterday. I misspoke when I said that the incident started at Epcot. It was not Epcot. You're right. It was Disney Springs.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Great place.
Yeah, great place.
Raglan Road, Irish Pub.
Great. I've not eaten at that restaurant, but that whole Disney Springs area is wonderful. Yeah.
You did 5 minutes on how wonderful it is yesterday in the cheese soup.
But have you, Lisa, have you ever had the cheese soup at
Canada?
Florida, Canada? We call it Florida, Canada because it's in Epcot. But
I don't know that I've had the cheese soup, but I'll tell you, I've had this shepherd's pie at Raglan Road at Disney Springs, and I got sick.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
Oh, no.
Well, you're gluten-free.
You know, my celiac disease, right, so it's supposed to be gluten-free. And it takes a little while for it to hit you. So I ate there, and then we actually went to see a movie because I was there on business at the time, and my colleagues and I went to see a movie. And right after the movie, I was so embarrassed because I was there with work colleagues, and we're driving back to the hotel, and it just hit me like, I am going to throw my guts up. So I just had to say, guys, can you pull the car over, you know? And, so I don't know if it was cross-contamination. But the thing is, like here with this lawsuit, this lady had lethal food. At least mine aren't lethal. I just, toss my cookies. But this lady, she goes into anaphylactic shock. She has two deadly allergies, dairy and nuts. Mm. And Disney is really big on promoting that they are very allergen-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if there was some cross-contamination. But here they're saying they want this thrown out because, and this is the weird part, Disney is saying, hey, this plaintiff, the husband, he subscribed to a free trial of Disney Plus, and the fine print, the fine print when you do that, you know, when you sign up, you say you agree to their terms and conditions.
Oh, yes.
Just click agree.
There's an arbitration. Yeah, there's an arbitration clause in there that says that you can't sue them for anything, basically that anything... any dispute you have with Disney has to go to an arbitration. And they are, a lot of these arbitrations, they specify this one single arbitrator, and they tend to give no verdicts or very low verdicts. And so that's the rub, is they've got this single arbitrator service that they use. And the other thing is that Disney's saying they don't even own that restaurant, which I think is interesting. But that's another defense they have here. But the big thing is they're just wanting it removed to an arbitration.
Well,
so they're not necessarily,
As a lawyer, do you sort of respect it and say, oh, wow, this is a beautiful move, sticking that in there?
Oh, it's tricky. Yeah, it's tricky. But, I don't think that the court is going to say that a one-month free trial subscription to a streaming service is going to have anything to do with his wife and the restaurant and all that. I think they're going to think it's overreaching and that because there's a point where the court will say, hey, these folks, unrepresented people, not reading all of this, not understanding all of this, and you're extending it to everything Disney, like anything Disney does to you, seems overreaching.
Oh, you're 100% right.
Yeah.
But now, to me, the better defense, and I didn't know it until you just said it a minute ago, was that Disney doesn't own the restaurant, so they could
say, they must lease it out to somebody else or something, which I've heard that they don't own, like in downtown Disney, they don't own a lot of those businesses.
To me, that's like, let's say you're a landowner and you lease your land to Five Guys and somebody gets sick at Five Guys. Well, don't sue me. I own the land, not Five Guys is the restaurant you sue.
I'm not sure how strong this argument is because that shepherd's pie, they sell it in several places, including I think a place in Epcot and a place. So you're seeing a lot. They're the same items, the same food. So who knows? I don't know if it really is completely independent or if there's. But we'll see. It's going to get played out now. And
I don't want to blame the victim, but how does someone who is gluten-free eat shepherd's pie? That seems like it would have a lot of gluten in it, not to point fingers at you, Lisa.
Well, shepherd's pie can be made with... I make shepherd's pie sometimes, you make it with potatoes.
Okay.
As the crust, and you just don't use a thickening agent. Or if you do use a thickening agent, you use something gluten-free. So it's really not... There's not a lot of flour in it. And like with this lady... you know, nuts and dairy. I mean, dairy I could see maybe, but why are nuts in your shepherd's pie? You know?
And she made sure.
I thought she ordered scallops and fritters.
She said she made sure that there were no, you know, they asked ahead of time, said I have a bad allergy. Biggie had a question.
Lisa, do you remember what movie you were seeing that made you puke?
Yeah, did you think it was just probably the movie?
I do not remember.
You didn't. Thank God you didn't do it in the theater. What did you think of the movie?
No, I didn't.
Was it Lilo and Stitch? I have a feeling it was Lilo and Stitch. Yeah. I don't know.
Is everyone enjoying the movie?
Oh, God. She didn't have the shepherd pie over Ragnar's, did she? Oh, God. Horrible. Well, okay. Similar thing here. A major corporation is being sued. I've not heard anything but good things about Buc-ee's forever and ever, but a Buc-ee's in South Carolina is being sued because a gentleman named Richard Brown was going into the Buc-ee's store near Florence, South Carolina.
That's my store.
That's your store. That's your Buc-ee's.
That's my Buc-ee's,
that's
too.
That's where you all went.
Yeah.
That's where you got your...
I got my beaver cookies.
Your beaver? Yeah.
Beaver bites.
What did B.B. Shea get he wasn't happy with?
He got brisket, which he didn't like.
The beaver brisket. Well, there was...
He's like saying beaver over and
well, okay, but actually... There was a giant inflatable beaver standing in the parking lot of the Buc-ee's. You all know it well, I'm sure.
I haven't seen the inflatable. Yeah.
This one was inflatable. And Brown, Richard E. Brown, said he was going into the Buc-ee's and tripped over one of the ropes used to tether and tie down the giant inflatable beaver. And he said when he fell, he had terrible injuries to his right shoulder. He's got all sorts of medical costs, physical pain, suffering, mental anguish, emotional distress, and he says he can't even look at brisket.
Or fudge.
He can't even have fudge anymore. Nothing.
Peanut brittle.
He's suing Buc-ee's. I feel like you're going to say they'll settle with this man. What do you think, Lisa?
Yeah, I think they'll settle with this man. And you know, that beaver that they put outside the Buc-ee's is giant. It's taller than the building.
Yep.
When I was researching the story, I was looking. I put a picture of one of them on there because it is humongous. It's like several stories tall, and of course has these huge ropes coming off of it everywhere, and sandbags and stuff. And this guy, you know, he trips over one of these, and he's apparently injured pretty bad. So. South Carolina, where this happened, it's a pretty good state for a premises case. They still follow kind of an old-fashioned model of distinguishing between what type of visitor you were to a property. In other words, you know, if you're a business and it's a business invitee that's injured, they have a very high standard to keep the premises safe and to inspect the premises for dangerous conditions. And so, you know, here where a lot of times you see something like this that's, you know, this huge thing that people are looking up at, that's a dangerous thing for a business because you're drawing people's attention to this big thing, so they're not looking where they're going.
The looky-loo defense.
Yes, your big face is looking, right. And down you go.
Look at the size of that beaver.
Probably, you know, he's looking up.
Nice beaver.
Yeah.
Looking at the beaver.
Got a picture with it.
That's right. But he tripped over the rope, and now Buc-ee's is in trouble.
That's the biggest beaver I've ever seen.
Do you think if he is successful here and they have to settle, that they will take down all their giant beavers at Buc-ee's across the country?
No, I don't think they'll take them down, but I think they might do something to, like, put red flags on the ropes or the bottoms of them or something, or cover the bottoms of the ropes with, you know, a tarp or something, just so that people aren't tripping over them. So it's more obvious that there's this big dangerous rope here.
Now, if they mark them off with red flags, as you're suggesting, and somebody else does it, do you think they would fight it then in court and say, no, we marked it with red flags. That's on you. You should have seen that.
No, and, you know, they could have also put up a little warning sign, like, you know, near the ropes, you know, and that would have, you know, that's a simple solution, too. Watch out, you know, that helps a lot.
Don't trip over our beavers.
That's right.
Right.
Many have tripped over this beaver in the past.
Oh, it's tripped all of us up from time to time.
Don't do it. That's right.
Maybe move it away from the building.
get it further out.
Yeah. The people are walking.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they put it way out in, you know, a remote part of
the road.
Lot.
Yeah,
by
the
road. Here it was right up near the door, I think.
Are you a Buc-ee's fan? You sound like you know a lot about Buc-ee's, Lisa.
Well, no, I just learned a lot about it this morning while I was researching the story. I've never been to one.
I haven't either.
They're building one about 20 miles from where you live, Lisa.
They are.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to check it out. You know, don't think they have a lot of gluten-free. Might puke if I eat there.
Oh, yeah.
That's puke heavy.
How are you enjoying the Buc-ee's beaver?
How's the brisket? Let's get you to the bathroom.
Is this that lawyer that puked at Disney? It is. There's one more story today. It's a big one, too. General Motors has been sued by the state of Texas, accusing GM of installing technology on 14 million vehicles to collect data about drivers, which it then sold to insurance companies and other companies without drivers' consent. We've heard about this type of thing before. Do you think Texas beats GM in this lawsuit, Lisa?
Yeah, I think they will. And it's not just GM that they're going after. They're investigating several large car manufacturers. And this is a real thing. I mean, I actually disabled. We bought a Toyota Tacoma not long ago, and I got somehow, luckily, got this notice from some consumer rights group that said, "Hey, if you signed up for their essentially like their OnStar equivalent, then they are tracking all kinds of personal data and selling it." And sure enough, I went into the app for their whatever they call their, you know, Tacoma version of that or Toyota version of that, and they had all these privacy tracking on things on me, and you're able to disable them. But just like in my experience, just like in this GM case, this is what the attorney general in Texas said the car dealer at the end of the transaction is sitting down with you in the car and signing you up for this.
Uh-huh.
And same thing happened with me with Toyota. The guy's like, "Oh, you know, you can't leave until we get you set up with our very important, you know."
Oh, yes.
And they make it sound like it is going to be like an OnStar thing, like roadside assistance.
Mm-hmm.
If something happens, but it's actually it has all this dubious stuff going on with the tracking and selling. So like in Texas, it's tracking people's safety habits, driving. And if you're not a safe driver, your insurance company gets that data and they hike your rates based on it.
Oh, my God.
You
just clutched your pearl.
Oh,
again,
my
Kelly.
God, I'm up in arms. That's big brother right there now. I'm not doing that.
It's crazy. Yeah, no, I hope they shut them all down. It's insane.
Shut them down.
If anybody has signed up, not just with GM or Toyota, with any of that, when you're, you know, signing up for their version of kind of like the OnStar, look deep in the app at all the privacy settings, mm-hmm. and then you can turn that stuff off. And I just turned the whole thing off. I'm like, I don't need that. I've got AAA.
Good for you.
I'll be all right.
That's right.
So it's not an either or thing. Can you opt out of part of it, or you either have it or you don't, Lisa?
You know, I think that you can change your privacy settings and still have the basic service, but I just shut it all down.
I'm incensed.
What if it tracks where you shop?
God. Or what I'm listening to on the radio.
Oh,
my God.
This guy really likes Taylor Swift.
It is crazy, the data they track. I mean, because they can track all your habits. You know, they can track everything about you.
You sure it says mail?
look at the seat fart count. It's off the charts with this guy.
That's an invasion.
He's checking and looking in the mirror over again and again.
That's an invasion. That's inappropriate. I'm shutting this off.